the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. After a slow-moving cold front gets through the lakeshore by tonight, more seasonable temperatures will be felt. A look at Holland's hometown forecast. WHTC.com follows this news. A new senior condo complex where golfers used to tee off has been shelved for the moment. Late information from city staffers, along with public comments, compelled the Holland Planning Commission last night to table a rezoning request by a Grand Rapids-based developer. Covenant LLC wants to build the single-level 68-unit Villas of Holland on land that was part of the Holland Country Club property, but concerns about population density in a single-family home neighborhood, along with the effects of groundwater and stormwater runoff from the project, will be looked into before the commission takes up the matter again on September 24th. The country club went belly up 4 years ago after over seven decades of existence, and most of the property was purchased by the Ottawa County Parks Commission, who restored the land to a more natural setting and established a primitive park. The wraps on a new MAX Transit operations facility on Holland's north side are about to come off. During a tour of the 33,500-square-foot building off of Lakewood Boulevard near 120th Avenue, Marketing and Customer Service Manager Sherry Cadeau said that this is another sign of the maturing of the Lakeshore's mass transit system.
We had simply outgrown our old digs on 24th Street. We are now doing 500,000 passengers every year in terms of providing rides, and our fleet has grown, our staff has grown, and we're really coming into our own as a transit system.
The $4.7 million facility will serve as both the administrative offices and garage for the fleet of buses, with the capability for a future expansion, an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony is slated for October the 4th. The Attorney General's office called her a one-woman crime wave. And now, an Allegan County resident has been convicted of racketeering. That's the same charge used to prosecute gangsters.
Joy Yearout at the AG's office says Tanya Raisbeck of Fenville went into business helping foreclosure victims negotiate with banks. She took an upfront fee and told her clients to stop making house payments, cut off contact with her lenders, and let her do the talking. She claimed she had special relationships with the banks, but she didn't. They figure she received $70,000 from desperate families.
And Tanya Raisbeck took advantage of that, and she convinced at least 85 homeowners that she could help them keep their homes. And in the end, she kept their money, and some of them lost their homes.
They will be seeking restitution for her victims, and the Attorney General's office will ask the judge to give her the maximum for the 20-year felony. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
For a Jennison family, there is now closure over the fate of a loved one. Forensic experts at Spectrum Blodgett Hospital have confirmed that the human remains discovered this past Saturday afternoon in a wooded area near Riverview Airport were that of Gail Messelink, a 60-year-old woman who had been reported missing since January when her abandoned vehicle was found parked a short distance from where a hunter had spotted her body. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Robert Tease, a local man was looking for a hunting location in the Bend area near 12th Avenue and Riverview Drive around 4:30 p.m. when he came upon the remains. No cause of Messelink's death has been determined, although investigators don't believe that she was the victim of foul play. The numbers are staying strong at Hope College. School officials announced today that for the third straight year, enrollment is at a record level. When classes began 2 weeks ago, there were 3,388 students registered, up by 45 from last fall, and it's the eighth straight year that over 3,200 were enrolled. First-year President John Knapp said that there could have been even more Flying Dutchmen and Flying Dutch getting grades.
We had the longest wait list in our history this year with students who wanted to be admitted, and we just simply didn't have room for all of them.
There are 822 first-time students this semester, down by nearly 100. But as Dr. Knapp admitted, it wasn't because of waning interest.
The number of students of college-going age in this region has actually been declining. Hope has continued to do very well as a magnet for the best and brightest students.
Students from nearly 40 states and over 30 countries have made the trek to Holland for Hope College education this fall. Rumors of a primary challenger to Governor Snyder have not swayed one West Michigan lawmaker.
Despite rumors that a more conservative candidate could announce a gubernatorial bid in the coming weeks, Republican State Representative Wayne Schmidt from Traverse City says he's standing by the Snyder administration.
He can always say, oh, somebody didn't do enough of this or didn't do enough of that. But overall, unemployment's down in the state. We're seeing per capita income going back up. We've tackled some huge problems in the state, our long-term debt. We're tackling the Detroit situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Governor Snyder has my support. Lieutenant Governor Kelly has my support. I want to stay with that winning team.
There's been no word yet on who the candidate might be, but it is presumed they would have enough name recognition and fundraising power to pose a serious challenge to Snyder. Snyder is yet to announce any formal bid for re-election.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Mike Rogers is not a happy camper. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee was very disappointed by the president's remarks, asking Congress to delay authorizing missile strikes on Syria for alleged chemical weapons used.
I talked to the White House a few days ago and said this was an important speech. You have to lay out the national security interests of the United States, and I just don't think he did it.
The Republican from Howell felt that Mr. Obama showed weakness when strength was needed.
I want my commander-in-chief to have steely resolve, to lay out the moral obligation of stopping these chemical weapons use, to say that this is a surgical strike, and then talk about why this is in the United States' national interest.
Rogers said that the winner of this accidental diplomacy is Moscow, not Washington.
The Russians are getting what they want out of the deal by just suggesting it up front. They want breathing room for Assad, and they got it. And somehow I think we've lost the edge here. I think Putin is playing chess and our president's playing marbles.
The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency will be making some changes.
Later this month, the unemployment office will be upgrading its 30-year-old computer system to make it possible for recipients of benefits to do more online. That's according to the agency's acting director, Sean Thomas.
It'll have an internet-type interface. It'll be a lot more user-friendly, and people who have accounts now, they'll maintain their accounts, and then we're encouraging everyone else who doesn't have an online account, if they have access to the internet, to go ahead and get an account. It will make the interactions a lot easier, and most of the transactions they'll be able to do themselves.
While the new system's being installed, both the online and phone services of the unemployment office will be down this month. That means that no calls made to Marvin will work on September 26th, 27th, and 30th. Those who receive benefits are being notified of this closing so they can reschedule any calls they're supposed to make to Marvin during that time. Andrew Green reporting.
What a difference a week makes. At this time last Wednesday, investment advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James was cautioning about dipping the proverbial toes into the waters of Wall Street.
We just have an awful lot of things going on that are going to make the markets a little treacherous here, at least for the next 5-6 weeks.
7 days later, in an appearance on WHTC in the morning today, Clark was singing a different tune to host Red Kingman.
Gold's at a 3-week low, oil starting to move lower, stocks have had a 5-day winning streak. You know, it really looks to me as though the markets, which have always been a pretty good barometer of what's going on in the world and, of course, what's going on in the U.S. economy, all of these things, I think, actually becoming very positive for stocks, very bullish for stocks.
Stay tuned to see if the financial winds will change again. Now, do you have a corny idea? One state agency would love to hear it.
The Corn Marketing Program of Michigan is looking for new ideas for corn production, uses, or marketing, but the deadline is approaching soon. Natalie Rector, CMPM Research Coordinator, says the next groundbreaking discovery could come from research completed this year. If you or someone you know has a corn-related research idea, visit mycorn.org. Preliminary proposals are due by November 13th, and projects that will receive funding will be announced in early February 2014. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The Tigers looked in a 9-game road trip on a winning note when they faced the White Sox in this evening's finale of a 3-game series at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago. Alex Avila and the Bengals won't admit that thoughts of the 2009 collapse are starting to emerge as Cleveland crept to 4.5 games back. However, last night's 9-1 Detroit win over the Sox, coupled with Kansas City's triumph over the Indians, cut the magic number to clinch the AL Central title to 13, and that was a big relief to the Bengals.
We haven't been playing well on this road trip, and, you know, this is the time we need to be playing well, and I think we came out today with a little bit of attitude today, you know, wanting to get this win and gain some momentum.
Anibal Sanchez gets the start for Detroit against Chicago's Jose Quintana. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price from the South Side on 1450 WHTC is at 7:45 p.m. The Cubs look to complete a 3-game sweep of the Reds at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati this afternoon with Jeff Samardzija on the mound. Although mired in the divisional basement, Edwin Jackson and the Cubs have shown some character in taking the first 2 games of the set against the Red Legs. they, Red Lakes, that is, are in the middle of a pennant chase.
It's easy to be up-tempo and high-strung and all happy and when everything's going good, but I mean, I think the true testament is how do you act and how do you respond when things aren't going good.
After this game, the Cubs return to action on Friday night with the open of a three-game series in Pittsburgh. The football weekend begins tomorrow evening on 1450 WHTC at 8 p.m. as the New York Jets are at New England in NFL play. High school gridiron action at 6:40 p.m. on Friday night finds West Ottawa hosting East Grand Rapids here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. While the Saugatuck at Decatur contest is there on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com at that same time. Saturday afternoon as Hope College's home opener versus Millikan at 1:10 p.m. Also on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Sunday's sports triple header begins with the Tigers in Kansas City from Comerica Park at 12:40 p.m., followed by the Lions at Arizona, and concluding with the San Francisco at Seattle Sunday night football game. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for scattered thunderstorms through tonight along the lake shore with an afternoon high of 83 and an overnight low of 65. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 76, and then times of sun and clouds on Friday, high 66. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.